This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, everybody. It's me, Harriet Rose, and you're joining us live on FUBAR Radio right now. Last week was our 100th show. What a wonderful show. Thanks to everyone who tuned in. If you didn't listen, go back and have a listen because it's a right laugh. Today's our 101st show. Not sure that has such a ring to it. Let's just think of it like we're starting all over again. So just another 100 sick shows, i.e. don't fire me before I get to another 100, okay? This show is actually quite an epic start to our next 100 because the guests are next level. Isaac Gracie is next door chilling in the studio waiting to come in. I had a little chat with Grace Carter as well. We're going to be playing that out. Tiff and Jacob from Blushes, the band, are going to be in the studio. And in the second half of the show, we're actually having a Boardmasters Festival special. Now, if you don't know about Boardmasters, it's in Cornwall. It's on a beach. You can do stuff like toast s'mores on fires and watch music and also do rad things that people do when they are by the sea, like surfing. Other such things as well as this is that I don't even know what that sentence excuse me. Bobby Lewis is going to be doing a live session. Kitty, Daisy and Lewis are going to be doing a live session, and Eliza and Srigala are in the studio as well for a live session. Live, all in the second half of the show. Plus we've got music news and reviews, if we can even fit it in, guys, because we've got so much going on. I also wanted to play a track now that is, I think, a banger. Haven't heard it enough on the radio. It's my track of the week this week. It's MNEK. Now, I'm a big fan of this guy. Really big writer as well as performer. He does a lot of cool stuff behind the scenes. And I've been a fan of him since the beginning, since he released his first track, actually. But this is Tongue. I'm very much into it. If you haven't checked it out, give it a listen. Give it a like.
Swimming pool of passion, mutual attraction. We both know there is something going on. There is something going on. Didn't want to stop this verse with those three little words, cause we both know there is something going on. But I don't wanna play it wrong, so I'm not gonna say it. No, I don't wanna say it. I don't know how you'll take it, so I'ma try not to say it. Cause when I've said it in the past, each time it didn't last. So I'ma try not to say it. But it feels like I'm
myself. So I'm putting both hands over my mouth. I can only hope nothing's gonna come out. But there it is on the tip of my tongue.
I think I love you.
I think you're the one. I'm putting both hands over my mouth. I can only hope nothing's gonna come out. But there it is on the tip of my tongue.
I think I love you.
I think you're the one.
No big deal. Explaining how I feel. I don't know why it's taking us so long. Why it's taking us so long? So much hesitation for that kind of conversation. We both know there is something going on, yeah, but we don't wanna play wrong. So I'm not gonna say it. It's best not to say it. I don't know how you'll take it, so I'ma try not to say it. When I said it in the past, each time it didn't last. So I'ma try not to say it, but it feels like I'm messing up. I think I love you. I think I love you. I put in both hands over my mouth.
think you're the one.
Emenike Tongue. Love that song. I really like it. It's very addictive. So go and check that out. Love a bit of Emenike. This week on Music News and Reviews, there's just so much I don't even know where to start. Beyoncé got bit in the face by an unknown actress. Now, the world has gone mental about this. Everybody is losing their shit. Tiffany Haddish, who I love, she featured... What was the film she was in? Your Girl's Trip. Oh, my God, it's absolutely incredible. But she's also been... She's hosted SNL. She's doing a lot of stuff right now, and she's just brilliant. She's quite like... she's for some reason became quite famous for saying... And I back this 100% because I always wear the same outfits over and over again. Actually, I'm wearing the same outfit that I was wearing when I came in this week on Tuesday. The exact same outfit. She bought a dress that was really expensive after she like made all the money on Girl's Trip. And was like, I am going to wear this dress to every single thing. I think it's Alexander McQueen, and I think it cost like maybe £100,000 or something, $100,000. And she has gone on to wear it at every award show and every event that she's ever been to. And I think that's wicked, because one time a girl said to me, I was wearing a suit, and she was like, oh, I love your suit. And I was like, oh, I've worn it loads of times. She was like, really? And I was like, yeah, honestly, if something looks good, don't throw it away. So Tiffany Haddish was with Beyonce, as you do. She met her, and she was obviously in one of those situations where she was just kind of like close by and like experienced. And apparently some actress went over and bit her in the face, Beyonce. I don't know how you'd start that. I feel like biting someone is quite an escalation, you know, unless it's your dentist or something and there's a lot of teeth already involved. It's a very odd thing to do. But then was it like a bite or was it like, ooh, a little nip on the side of the cheek, you know? And then now everyone's trying to work out who it is. And all that's happening in Hollywood is that every single actress that's ever been ever out anywhere near Beyonce is having to like give a public, their PRs are going mental. They're having to give public like statements saying that they haven't bitten Beyonce. Now, my main thing, yeah, is if you had been the one, right, you'd had a few too many Lambrinis or whatever, and you bit Beyonce in the face, right? Would you go on the vibe of like, look, I've bitten Beyonce now, I might as well run with it. I might as well get the press and just be like, yep, it was me, I bit Beyonce in the face. Or would you pretend it never happened, but maybe tell a selection of your closest friends that it was you? Or would you just never, ever, ever mention it again? I don't know. I feel like I'd maybe own it if it was me. But also, if it was me, I would be really worried about myself if I'd been going around biting people on a night out. But Tiffany Haddish spilled the beans once again, and I love that girl for it. She's awesome. Thank you. Also, tell us more Beyonce stuff, because we love it. Toni Braxton's back. She's released her new album, Sex and Cigarettes, the first solo album in nearly a decade. She actually recently performed a surprise performance for Rihanna on her 30th birthday, which is super cute. And she's released her self-titled chart-topping debut album in 1993, which secured her first three Grammys. Three Grammys. Well, that's amazing, including Best New Artist. Go on, Tony. Lovely to have you back, babe. And then there's Mr. Drake, who seems to be in Music News and Reviews every single week, has made history once again as the first artist to land two number ones for 9+ weeks in the UK. Like, honestly, I feel like I don't ever hear a song that he's not on. It's like, oh, every third song he's either featured on it, he wrote it, he knows someone in it. This guy gets around, but I'm into it. I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of Drake. In 2016, he spent a staggering 15 weeks at the top of the charts with One Dance. I mean, that's no shocker. It was a banger. And he's now been on a number of official UK singles chart for the last 9 weeks with God's Plan. If you haven't checked out God's Plan video, by the way, go and do it. It'll melt your little heart. Right. Did anyone else know that Craig David and Justin Bieber were friends? Because that's completely bypassed me. Obviously, I spend a lot of time with both of them, close friends of mine. Didn't know that we all connected. I'll have to hang out as a threesome next time. Apparently, Craig met Justin in the early days of his career. And they, you know, he did that little remix of Fill Me In and Where Are You Now? Justin Bieber's Where Are You Now? Which is actually very sick. They performed it in the Roxy in West Hollywood live, which I didn't even know that had happened. And apparently, Craig David has said he really wants to work with the Biebs. So I'm excited for that collab, because I think it would be maybe get a bit of DJ Khaled on there as well, and it'd be an absolute dream situation. So Bad Babby. Bob, is that how you pronounce it? Bad Babby? The girl that said, cash me outside, how about that? Is that how you pronounce it? Who knows? Bad Baby. Okay, cool. Why is there a H in it? Don't know. She's got a her first gold plaque for High Bish. High Bish has over 84 million views. You remember the Rebecca Black with Friday? That's a bit like this, isn't it? It's like any musician that's like really worked their arse off to get to where they are, and then they find out that Bad Barbie, with H's included in both those words, has received her first gold plaque. 84 million times that video's been watched. This week, she celebrated her 15th birthday. 15? Oh, my God. So she celebrated by posting a video to Instagram of her eating birthday cake off a new gold plaque. Do you know what? Big up. Anywhere you can get the money, babe, just do it. What's the next song going to be like? Goodbye, Bish? I don't know. I'm excited. I'm excited for the album. I think it's going to be... Oh, she's just released a new song with Lil Yachty and Gucci called Gucci Flip Flops. You really can write songs about anything these days. I think if I was going to write a song, it would be like, I don't know, something to do with those shoes that people wear when they work in kitchens. What are they called? Really comfy, got holes in them. You know what I'm talking about. Crocs. I think somebody needs to write a song about a croc. Like, what about, like, Louis Vuitton Crocs? That could be a song. Got my Louis Vuitton Crocs on. I think that's a thing. If anyone is listening and they're a musician, if I hear that song, I know where you got it from. So don't come at me, like, without giving me 10% or at least 15% of that situation. Thank you very much. I'm enjoying Dua Lipa has been speaking out about sexism and supporting the Me Too movement. It's always important for artists, especially she's obviously shot to huge fame. She's just finished her tour with Bruno Mars actually today, I think, or yesterday. I think people with a following like her need to be drawing attention to these kind of things. And actually she raised a really important point talking about Kiss Chase. Because I don't know if you guys played Kiss Chase at school, but it's a pretty creepy game, Kiss Chase. The aim of the game is just to run around, like, chasing people to try and kiss them. And actually, it's kind of like a weird... What she said about it is, you know, even at school growing up with Kiss Chase or whatever, it's been ingrained in our heads that boys will be boys and it's harmless fun and no big deal, and to brush things off. So I'm really happy that she's speaking out about it, and it's also really important to keep this discussion going. You can find out loads more if you follow the Me Too hashtag on Twitter and stuff. There's a lot more information out there, and if you need any help, there's a lot of websites you can go to where you can speak to people and actually have a discussion and talk it through if it's something that's worrying you. Now let's play a little bit of music. We're going to get Isaac Gracie in a little minute. I'm very excited about this guy. His brand new debut album, Isaac Gracie, self-titled, is coming very, very soon. I'm really excited to have a little chat about it. It's coming out on the 13th of April. What's the date today? 29th of March. So we've got, I don't know how many days there are in March, but not very long. 2 weeks until the album's released. I'm really excited to chat to him about that. But first, I want to play a new song. It's by Years and Years. I love Years and Years. I've always really liked them. Big fan. We saw them at Mighty Hoopla last year. They were really great. But this is the first song they've dropped that I've been absolutely obsessed with. I don't know why. I just think it's incredible. I'm really into it. So this is Sanctify, Years and Years. We'll catch you on the other side of this break. Isaac Gracie will be in the studio. Bye.
In the night you come to me, 'cause I'm the one who knows who you are. Confession saying, lately life's been tearing you apart. Now I'll walk through the fire with you, 'cause I know how it can hurt being cut in two and afraid. So don't break. Be straight with me. I see what's underneath your mask. I'm a man like
like you, I breathe the richness of the dancers' dance. Oh, and there's fire in you, and you know it's gonna hurt being cut into and afraid. So don't break.
Sanctify. Isaac Gracie joins me in the studio at Foo Bar Radio.
How are we doing?
I'm really well. How are you, babe?
I'm very good.
It's nice to have you here.
Yeah, it's nice to be here. It's a lovely space.
Thank you. Not everyone always says that, you know. This is like my home.
Oh, man, it's a good home.
I do actually live under the desk as well, so.
Oh, really? What? There's a bed down there?
Just
like
a small little sort of.
Do you have a kettle?
Yeah. Oh, most important
thing. Every home needs a kettle.
Talking of that, are you a big tea man? Are you a big tea drinker?
Big tea drinker, big coffee drinker.
Warm drinks.
Yeah.
Is that something you need to do before you go on stage? I know a lot of people drink that manuka honey.
I do a bit of honey and lemon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Love me some honey and lemon.
I'm very excited about you in a non-creepy, having the fact that we've only just met way, because I've been watching you for a little while. Your music's really sick.
Cool. Thank you.
And you kind of had a bit of a start that was a bit of a boom into this. Obviously, you've been making music for a little while, but the chairman of Universal Music Group, Lucian Grange, flew from LA to London to see your gig, didn't he?
Yeah.
Did you know that was going to happen before you went on stage?
No, they just shocked me with that.
Oh, good.
Because yeah. I only figured out when I'd finished playing, which was good, because otherwise it would have been a very intimidating situation to be in.
That's what I'm thinking, because I was imagining if you go just before you go on stage, it's like, by the way, don't fuck this up, it's really important that you do
yeah
really
no
well.
Absolutely. I mean, there was already like a certain sense of pressure on the gig anyway, I guess, as there always is to a certain extent, but yeah, just it was good not to know that the man was in the room.
And I saw your one, obviously, Last Words, which is the single that we're going to be playing today.
Wow.
It was it was your original, like a demo that you put out online. You put a demo version
yeah,
out.
Yeah, the first pieces of music that I ever put out were just, demos I made in my bedroom. And they were, with the intent of not really anyone, stumbling on them at all. And that's not what ended up happening.
The opposite of that, basically.
Yeah, yeah. And so everything since then is just been a bit of a wild ride, I guess.
And it's quite I saw your performance at Great Escape at the Vivo performance. It was absolutely stunning.
Oh, that was back in the day.
Yeah, I was watching it on your YouTube channel. It was such a wonderful performance. I really sort of resonated with the song when I saw you singing it, performing it live. Because of course there is the music video on there as well, which is really great. But I wanted to know, does this track really hold a special place in your heart? Because it is that, it's kind of where it all kicked off for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. It kind of, in a symbolic way was kind of the bridge point between, I guess, the life that I lived up until that point and now the life that I live now. And, there's like lots of struggle and lots of experience that has, existed in that time, but just in a fundamental, structural way, that song, it really was like a bridge between between that time. And so it's cool because, you know, having the song lead into the record is, you know, it's another bridge again, just like between the time pre-record, pre-debut album, and now debut album coming out in 2 weeks. So
yeah, cool. The way you say that, I feel like you can feel the impact of the fact that you're about to release your debut album in 2 weeks.
Hopefully, like, you know, it comes in waves, and I think the closer you get to it, the more kind of the more you just feel the it kind of changes things a little bit, and it's really nice, you know, because I think for a long time prior to completing it or having it ready to release or whatever, you're always existing in the absence of its being in the world or whatever, and now kind of it's actually a real thing, I guess.
I was reading a lot of interviews and stuff with you about the album and how you kind of feel about it. It came across that you feel like the album is like a map of memories of things that you've been through and experiences, and I wondered, like, do you feel separated from that person that is that album, that Isaac Gracie that is the album Isaac Gracie to now?
No, not really. I mean, it's strange because, yeah, the album existed as a creation of over the course of like 4 years or whatever. It's a really extrapolated process that went into the whole, whether it be through writing or production or experience, you know, some of those experiences relate back to things that happened 5, 6, 7 years ago. You know, I've been singing those songs for like the 5, 6, 7 years or whatever that I've been experiencing them. So it's really never left me. And whilst I obviously have, like anyone else would, creative endeavors and personal like inspirations and stuff which are new and have existed more recently and direct themselves to like a future beyond the album, you know, I still very much exist like within those songs and within the world that they make for me, I guess.
And in terms of obviously you kind of admitting that you feel like the same person,
yeah,
your hair has the same. What wonderful hair.
Well, that's just, it's nice of you to say, you know, because I, as you say, it's been the same. And I don't think I'm the kind of person who, like, neurotically likes to change things about themselves, like, all the time.
Yeah,
I'm
the same.
So, like, you know, the music actually as a thing has kind of not put the chains around me in terms of that sense of self-expression, but I'm very aware of, like, the fact that I can't come into work one day and, you know, have bleached my hair pink without necessarily like alerting the, you know, necessary parties. But yeah, I mean, the hair's still going strong.
It's wonderful. I mean, share your hair tips, please.
Share the hair
Isaac.
Tips. Oh, Lord, there are none. I mean, if I actually was honest, which I'm scared to be on account of the fact that, you know, people generally regard it as disgusting, but I like to... like wash my hair as little as possible.
I thought that might be a tip.
Yeah, and you know, I don't think people are lying when they say it just starts to wash itself, because you know, I've had people tell me my hair is greasy, but I've also had people tell me that my hair looks ridiculously clean, and they're all surprised to know that I just don't really wash that guy.
It's very clean looking.
Oh well, thank you. I mean, you know, there's not a whole lot of product in it today. In fact, you know, there's just a nighttime's worth of sleep that's gone
into
this prepared look you're experiencing now.
So what we could do alongside the album, this is what I'm thinking, let's go in this together. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I'm saying that first so that you don't try and go off and do this on your own. So let's get the album out, yeah?
Right.
And then what we follow it up with is our own line of hair care, Isaac Gracie, Sleep by Isaac Gracie.
It's good. And it's good branding.
Right? Yeah. And what we do is we get in there, we develop it, we just get you sleeping for a bit. We could do some medical testing, whatever they do.
We harness my sleep.
We
or
bottle
lack thereof.
It. We bottle that lack of sleep.
Yeah.
And we sell it to people. And we sell it to people at your gigs.
Well, I think you just came up with the best merch ever even conceived. So there we go. Let's do it.
Thank you.
I mean, can you copyright it right now?
Yes. Guys, I need you to copyright it immediately.
Yeah. You wouldn't want to, like, lose, you know, your claim on that.
People are listening right now, Googling this, trying to get the TM on that.
Absolutely.
Please don't, because
they're too
I thought
late.
Of it.
The producer's already on it.
Yeah, she's already on it. Because obviously, I think, you know, it's important to share the things that make a person great, and you need to share about your music and you share about your hair.
I guess so. You know, I mean, I'm so tired of my hair at this point, you know, and so far. I mean, I'm sure, you know, anyone with long hair experiences the same thing of just, you know, geez, sometimes. I mean, it's just on your head.
It's such a nightmare.
Yeah, it's so on your head and you just can't, you know, I tie it up sometimes, but so it's nice to, you know, have a hair appreciation moment, I guess.
Well, listen, I'm appreciating it. As a woman with a lot of hair on my head, I think it's great. And I wanted to know, have you ever French braided it? Do you know how to French braid?
You know, that's one of the things that I'm always like, I'm not doing anything today. Why not just teach myself how to? I'm so like bad with small motor movements and that though. So I like get, you know, a little bit into it and I'm like, where am I even going?
Okay.
So one great thing when I was at uni was that my flatmate actually could do cornrows.
So you just had cornrows for the whole of uni?
Well, like for a fair amount of time I was rocking the cornrows, which is an enjoyable look. And, you know, and it makes your hair hella wavy when you take them out. So that's a little thing.
So maybe you could learn to do them as well.
That's tough though. She was really skilled. Like, I don't know, you have to really yank the hair about the place to to get that going.
Well, you're kind of channeling in a way, like, because Post Malone also has, he has
rocks
some
cool ass cornrows.
He's got some braids and some cornrows in there and some different, he
mixes it up.
Yeah, he does.
I mean, he's got a good deal because you know, he's experimenting, you know, all the time with different looks. I mean, I could think, you know, should I just rock the braids one day and see whether it catches on? But I don't think it would really set the world on fire. But
listen, maybe we can have a little after the show. Let's just get together,
a hair session,
do some braiding,
okay,
have some tea.
Let's do it.
Okay. So obviously you're off on tour. Really exciting. You're going everywhere. Europe and the UK.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about Isaac Gracie's tour prep, because you tour a lot, you do a lot of live performances, you've played all over the world. What's the most sort of important tour prep that you have to do?
Crikey, I mean, like, I don't, one of my things about myself that I'm not too proud of is that I just don't prep all that much for anything, you know. I'm too disorganized. I'm really just lazy, you know. I'm you know, when it comes to a tour, because I play with you know, session players, but they're, you know, I've been playing with them now for a while, but they're at their core, they're professional musicians, and they'll come on the road, they've got all their bags packed, you know, suitcases like American Psycho or some shit, you know, like proper prepared individuals. And I'm just like rocking up with a toothbrush in one hand and, like, I don't know, some socks. It's just, I don't think like that. So, yeah, it's a push really especially for this one. I mean, it's like a month long, so I don't, you know.
You definitely need to pack more than one pair of socks. Yeah. I would suggest pants, just straight up.
Well, those are my two like main things, are socks and pants.
Good.
And shirts. So I do socks, pants and shirts. But then beyond that, I'm like, I can live off one pair of jeans. And like, I don't worry about all the, I don't have like a kind of facial routine or anything. So it's just like, blur.
Babe, if you need help with a facial routine, I've got a sick one.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Well, hair and facial routines, we're getting into it.
I think what's best is if I just come on tour with you, I'll make the hair stuff.
Yeah.
And I'll braid your hair, even though I don't know how to.
We can work it out.
I'll plait your hair.
Fantastic.
I've done that once before. And then we can do some facial care also.
I'm going to look amazing.
You look amazing anyway. I mean, I don't know what you're going to look like if we do all of that.
It's just going to be new album brilliance.
It's going to be wonderful. Yeah. But I mean, the way you're sort of describing it, you are properly like a rock star, aren't you? You're living that rock star life, but not even deliberately. I think you just naturally are.
I mean, I don't know. Like, the moment someone qualifies himself as a rock star, you know, they're Post Malone. But, you know, for good reason. I don't know. I just don't... I don't know. I just don't think about it too much.
That's good. That's good. But just so you know.
Yeah.
From over here, pretty rock star over there.
Oh, wow. This side of the table is rocking it out. Good stuff.
Just saying, you can say it back if you want to.
I would do, you know.
If it was true, you would. But
no.
I'm just here rocking the hair products.
Yeah.
Just call me a businesswoman. That's all I know.
There we go.
So outside of music, from what it sounds like, as you say, you're a pretty chilled guy. You called it lazy. I didn't want to say lazy. But outside of music, do you have any like secret obsessions or passions that you?
Yeah, I really love film. Like you know, watching films, reading about films, doing it. Like, I'm actually trying to write a screenplay at the moment.
Oh, my
gosh. It's quite cool, yeah. I've always wanted to and tried to, but I've never gotten as far as I am right now, which is really exciting. And that's, like, you know, I care about film almost, like, respectively to how I care about music, so...
What's your genre?
I don't really have one, you know. I like, because, I, you know, for a long time in my life now, I've watched films pretty much every night, and at that point you can't become like exclusive to anything. You've kind of just got to you know, I'll you know, sometimes be in the mood, you know, like consistently for a period of time for like a dark comedy type thing, or mm-hmm. I got really into like legal movies like a couple of months ago where I was just doing any legal movie I could find, because I just loved how they talked about the law and stuff. You know, you got Keanu Reeves like being like this evil awesome lawyer or something, you're like, that's wicked. But yeah, it just changes all the time.
I love it. All right, I'm going to play a little game with you now.
Okay.
Now, I've lost the piece of paper with the game on it. Here we go. So, Last Words is the name of the single.
That's the one.
So, I'm going to give you a little test. It's a very good song. We're going to play it in a little minute, so you will be able to hear it as well. But I want to know how well you know your lyrics to your song. So, I'm going to read you the two last words of some of your songs.
Fantastic.
And I want you to guess
okay.
what songs they are.
Yeah.
Now, this is the very last word. So whether it be chorus, verse, or whatever the other thing is called,
it's
in a song.
It's just the last two bits.
Yep. Okay, so let's kick it off. Okay. This is obviously going to be quite intense if you don't know. Cause
it's just going to be tremendously embarrassing. I am going on tour. I should really prepare for this.
But as you've already... You pre-warned us that you don't really prepare for anything.
No, so,
so
it's part of the whole... act, I guess.
Exactly. So the first one
yeah.
in the game, Last Words.
Yeah.
We're going to call it Last Words. It's Isaac Grazy's Last Words.
There we go.
Rolls
off the tongue.
It does. and you. See, it's this difficult all the way through
as well.
That's
just a trip, man.
Okay.
I
should have started with an easier one. That was really hard.
Well, Last Words ends with For You. Is that... Did we get it wrong, or is it?
No,
is it
it's
another song?
You just love you, not you, but the word you. You've got two songs ending in you.
I so love that you just love you, not you, but you.
You know what I mean? The yeah. word you. So actually, you can have that because Last Words was one of them for you.
Oh, there we go.
Okay,
for you
but
and you.
You.
I'm gonna and you.
And
ah.
you is got a four. It's got four letters in the name of the song. Four words in the name of the song. Sorry. And it's something to do with your brain.
Oh, something to do with your brain in four words.
I'm making it so hard for you.
It's fascinating. No, I should really probably know this. It's
okay,
interesting.
Shall I tell you what it is?
Oh, please do.
All in my mind.
Oh, there we go. I mean, something to do.
Come on. Something to do with your brain.
I can't even think of how that song ends now. I'll have to work this out.
Oh, God, you really are going to need to learn
that. Tour is going to be a nightmare.
Okay, next one. For This.
This game is awful.
Okay, think about a feeling that you feel when you watch a horror film.
A feeling that you feel when I suddenly realise why you know, game shows and stuff are so taxing on people, because
yeah.
I would just fail in the moment,
dude. Like, it's these are the hardest. I felt a bit bad about this, but not too bad because
I thought this was
going
to be a walk for this.
What do you feel when you watch a horror film sometimes? Or when you've been in a situation that might be a bit like...
Horror, scaredness.
Scaredness. Think of scaredness in a different way of saying that. And it's one of your songs that you
terrified.
Sing.
Terrified.
Yeah!
There we go. I actually got one.
Yay!
That was such a hassle as well. I mean, you really had to like kind of squeeze it out of me. I was not getting there.
Okay, I think it actually gets easier from now.
Okay.
I'm Running.
Oh, that's Running on Empty.
Yes! Yay.
Fantastic.
Be Free. Think of the Queen.
Burn My Clothes. No, Hollow Crown.
Yes.
There we go.
And I. That's really hard, but
and
it's actually not hard as well.
Death of You and I.
Yes.
Is that right?
And the last
this
one
is
now.
A walk now.
Yeah, yeah. See, I should have started.
Start with the hardest one.
I'm sorry. Last one now. Okay.
Right.
Not okay.
Darling, I'm just not Reverie.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm so good at my own songs.
Isaac Grazy.
There we go.
Last Words. That was our game. Isaac Grazy, Last Words. And you were 80% great at that game.
It's a pass.
It's a heavy pass.
A high pass. It's a 2-1.
That's a Oh, thank you so much for joining
us. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Good luck with the tour, and good luck with the new album, which is coming out on the 13th of April.
Yeah.
Everyone can go and buy it. You can also, I'm going to just find out where you are in London. Hackney Empire, 26th of April. So everyone needs to get down there. But you're also playing like Birmingham, Nottingham, Sheffield, all over. And then you're also going to France, Zurich, Cologne, Munich. All very exciting.
Very exciting, yeah.
But good luck.
Wicked. Well, thank you.
Hit me up about the hair stuff, because obviously
it's got to be done.
I'm just waiting in the wings here, babe.
Exactly. We're going to make it safe and it's going to be good.
Yeah, I think it's going to. Also, I think we could do some cool things with the labels.
Mm-hmm. And we could take it on Dragon's Den or something.
Like, Dragon's Den.
So many ideas are popping off right now.
Dude, give up the music. Let's go into hair
care. Let's go into hair care. Oh, I don't know why I never even thought of this.
Isaac Gracie's going to be a hair person now, guys. So sorry to all of you who love his music.
There we go.
But will you still sing to me when we make the hair stuff?
When we're doing the hair stuff, we'll just sing all the songs that I no longer sing anymore because I'm doing hair stuff.
I won't sing, though, because I'm not very good.
No duets.
Well, actually, no, let's do it.
I think at that point, it's just got to be done.
Okay.
Yeah.
As long as no one's listening.
Yeah.
Right, we're going to play a little bit of Last Words now. Can you introduce it for us?
Oh, yeah, okay. Should I just say, this is Last Words?
Yeah, I mean, like that. Just like that.
Hello, listeners. This is my song. It's called Last Words, and I hope you like it.
Yes, I already like it. So you've
Fantastic.
Got one fan. Thank you so much, Isaac. We'll see you soon.
Wicked. Thanks for having me.
Fever rising in the setting sun, cocaine in your eyes and bullets in your gun, blood in your nails, are you scratching for the fame? With a noose round your neck and a needle in your vein. Oh, and you say, how did I get here? Can I get back? I thought I was having fun, but no, I was just looking for the one, always looking for the one. Oh, your mind is empty and your heart is cold, and now your last routines are getting. Dirty life, 'cause if you want too much, you might lose your whole mind. And if you only want the woman you saw on TV, well then your eyes are open, but you just can't.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome to FUBAR Radio. Joining me right now, Grace Carter is in the studio.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good. You're power dressing today. You look awesome. You've got like an Annie Lennox, like Eurythmics, like power suit vibe going on.
I love suits.
So, oh my God, I love suits.
I love suits so much. So that's why I'm in one today.
Yeah, you're rocking the suit vibe. Tell me, what's your favourite suit that you own?
I went on tour with Dua Lipa last year, and I wore a red suit pretty much every show, and I felt pretty strong in that. I was like feeling it.
Feeling yourself. Good. Yeah. Feeling yourself.
Feeling myself.
Red's a strong colour.
Yeah.
I think it gives off the right vibes. Mm-hmm. It can be soft, but it's also powerful.
Do you know what I mean?
Also, you dropped in the small name of Dua Lipa there, who you toured with.
Yes.
What a wonderful experience. How did, I mean, I've seen you talked about it before in interviews and stuff, and you've said how much of a lovely girl she is and how much you enjoyed it. But let's hear it from your own mouth rather than me retelling it.
Yeah.
Because you're actually here now,
yeah,
so
I am
we might
here.
As well. So tell me, how was the tour and how was doing? Did you enjoy yourself?
It was amazing. It was like the second tour I've ever been on. I literally came straight off one onto the Dua tour, and it had gone from like 600 capacity to like 2,000 each night. It was very daunting. But yeah, no, it was amazing. And her fans are so lovely. She's so lovely. Everyone around is so lovely. So it was just like, I learned a lot about myself, but it was great.
What kind of things did you learn?
Just like, I need a minute sometimes.
We all do, babe.
Do you know what I mean? Because it's like you're constantly on tour. I mean, it looks glamorous and it can be, but it also, like, you're surrounded by people 24/7, and it's just important to take a minute and enjoy it as well.
I quite like being alone as well. Do you?
Oh, yeah. I'm an only child, so I'm like totally on that.
Yeah, so you get a little bit like, it can be like, leave me alone.
Yeah,
give me a minute before
step
I explode.
Away.
Just a quick warning, if you don't move right now, I'm going to explode.
Maybe, I mean.
But I mean, Dua Lipa tour, that's a big thing. Mm-hmm. You know, as you say, going from 600 to 2,000 capacity, that's a huge leap.
Yeah.
It must have been quite nerve-wracking, like, the first night you hit the stage.
100%, I didn't know what to expect. I was like, are they going to like me? They're not here to see me. And I think I take that, I kind of have that in my mind with every support I do. But at the same time, it's like, make them interested. Get on stage and make them want to see more or hear more and whatever. So yeah, it was daunting, but it was also great.
I think you as an artist do very well in that as well, because when I first listened to your music, it's the kind of music where it's really difficult to dislike it.
Oh.
Does that make sense?
Well, thank you.
But there's some music where you're like, nah, I hate that genre of music. Whereas I think you're just, it's beautiful singing.
Oh,
and it's kind of like emotionally very, it resonates with whoever's listening, I would guess. I mean, obviously, I can't speak for the whole population.
Yeah.
I do try to on a regular basis. But I think it's one of those things, if I was to, you know, never heard of you and I watched you as a support, it's something everyone is going to enjoy that. Did you feel like the audience gave you that vibe back? Did you get a good reception?
Like, if I'm honest, yeah, it was amazing. It was like, I really went into it being like, oh, no one's gonna like me. Oh, because I'm a 20-year-old girl, I get worried about stuff like that. But no, it was like people were crying. That was the most
That's
crazy
not
thing.
A good thing. No, I'm joking.
No, but
everyone was crying and wailing and running out. But
no, I sing these two ballads in the middle of my set, and it was like these young girls that obviously were connecting to what I was saying were just like crying. I don't know. It's like you can see views and watches and listens on the internet, but like seeing the people in front of you and them connecting right in front of your face is like so powerful and so amazing.
How do you keep it together when that happens?
I actually don't. I can, like, Silhouette is such like a personal song for me, and I get a bit like emotional every time I sing it because I'm just like, it's quite a hard song to sing, so I have to get into the mindset and like believe every word I'm saying and get back into the place that I was in when I wrote it. So I do get quite emotional, but when I see other, it just makes me smile a lot. Like, it just makes me be like, oh.
Yeah,
it's connecting, like people actually understand. It's not just me feeling these things.
And I guess, I mean, you started writing when you were like 0 years old. You know, you got into music because your stepdad bought you a guitar.
Yeah.
Now, as a kid, obviously you have lots of thoughts. Everyone has lots of thoughts and feelings. Things are going on. A lot of stuff that's difficult to process when you're that young. Did you find it was a good way to sort of channel that?
Oh, my gosh. Like, 1,000,000%. I grew up with just my mum until I was 13, and that's when my mum and my stepdad met. And I was so confused as a kid. I didn't know who I was, where I was from. I was just, like, so lost. And he bought me this guitar and was like, you have so much that you need to say and get off your chest and process. And this is a tool that, because he's a musician as well. He was like, this is a tool that I've used and I think it will be great for you too. And
that's like the cute, I feel like I'm going to cry. I've got goosebumps.
I know,
now.
He is absolutely amazing. Like, he does my head in sometimes. He's my stepdad, but he's also the most incredible person ever and has like shown me what a man is. So I'm very grateful to him.
And also, stepdad's a cool man.
Yeah.
Like, nine times I got a stepdad as well.
Yeah.
And he's really cool. He fixes stuff in my flat.
Yeah.
He does a lot of drilling.
I mean, he would do that for me. He'd dry, like, if I was stuck somewhere, good old Paul would come and get me.
Go on, Paul.
Yeah, go on, Paul.
We love a bit of Paul. Yeah. Does Paul come to see you with your mum?
Yeah, he does. They're not together anymore, but he is literally the most supportive person ever.
Aww.
And he comes to every show and he cries.
God, stop making people cry, Grace.
I know, but he really cries and it's like the cutest thing ever. But yeah, no, he's so supportive and so encouraging. And I think because like all of my family, we've kind of turned a bad thing into a good thing with my music and what I'm doing now. So they're just all super proud.
I think what you just said is a real testament to life in general. I think if you can turn the worst things in life into something that can be positive, then you're smashing it.
Exactly.
Silhouette's your new single.
Mm-hmm.
The video dropped the other day.
Yeah.
And it's Radio 1's Track of the Week right mm-hmm. now. Introducing Track of the Week.
Yes.
Basically, everyone's loving it.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's But I mean, not to gas you up too much, because I know you seem like a very humble person, and I feel like I don't want to like overbear you with all the gas, but it's an awesome song, and every song that I've seen of yours that you've put out, especially the ones with videos,
mm-hmm.
You can literally see into your soul, kind of thing. That's the vibe that's coming across with that. Do you find it's weird when, as you say, like it's getting picked up, you're doing radio interviews, you're you know, Track of the Week on one of the biggest radio stations? Does it sort of feel weird that that's just your thoughts and emotions that are sort of being broadcast to that amount of people?
I don't know. No, I don't think of it like that. I'm just like, I think that's the reason I put music out, because I could live with my music forever. I could write songs forever and I could listen to them in my bedroom. But it's like seeing when I wrote my first song or wrote the songs that I've written and seeing my mum connect to them and seeing my friends connect to them. It's just like, I'm just excited for people to hear it and maybe connect and see a bit of themselves in what I'm saying.
And you grew up in Brighton.
Yes.
Which is obviously an amazing music area. Mm-hmm. There's so many musicians that have come from there. Also, you've got Great Escape and loads of other festivals and gigs and things that happen down there. What was it like as a youngster growing up in that environment? Did you find yourself drawn to music, or was it, you know, music was in your home and in your bedroom and you didn't really experience it outside of there?
It was weird because I moved to Brighton. I lived in Kensal Rise till I was 9. And then I moved to Brighton, and it was a massive, massive, massive culture shock for me. Massive. I didn't feel like I was like anyone. I went from a school in London where I felt very like everyone looked like me. And then I went to a school in Brighton where people were questioning why I didn't look like my mum. And I was very kind of confused in that respect. And I didn't really sing at school at all. Like, it wasn't until my last term of my secondary school that I actually sang, and everyone was like, oh my gosh, she sings. And I sang a song that I wrote. They're like, oh, she actually sings. But no, it wasn't until later on. But I always sang. Like, I wrote songs because of all that stuff I was feeling and all that confusion. And then when I was like 16, I was performing, and like, I met Rag and Bone Man when I was 16 at a gig that I did. And there's just like amazing people in Brighton. Amazing people.
And you've just got off tour with Rag and Bone Man as well.
Yes, I did.
Stop touring with such great people. You're smashing it.
It was great.
He's a nice guy, isn't he? Very tall.
He is the nicest person. I think people think he's, I don't know why, but I think people think he's going to be scary, but he's like a teddy bear.
He totally is. I've only met him once, but he was the exact.
He's just so warm, and like if he saw me when we were backstage on tour, he'd always check in and see if I was okay. And he's just like really sweet, really nice.
And I want to know, this is obviously a bit of a naughty question in some ways, but listen, everyone has riders obviously on tour. You've toured with some massive names, Dua Lipa, Dermot Kennedy as well, and obviously Rag and Bone Man, and soon to be Mabel in a couple of weeks.
That'd
right
be good, yeah.
Who's had the best rider? Like, who's having the only red M&Ms? Who's going deep on the hummus?
I don't know.
What, you mean you weren't going in after and just making sure that everything had been? Because I would be in there like,
do you know what, they're such humble people. They're just like so chilled out, you wouldn't even know that they
just got tea and hummus.
Yeah, they're just chilling with their lemon and ginger and honey.
That Manuka honey, man, it's expensive.
It is expensive. I feel like that's why people put it on their rider, so they get it for like kind of
free. Babe, I have 3 pots in my house from other people's gigs.
Yeah. Do you actually?
Yeah.
You just like take
it. Friends that are performing and they're like, oh, I don't want it. I'm like, that's $15.99, bitch. I'm taking it.
Do you know what I mean?
I've got a heck load of it.
That's amazing. Can I have some?
Yeah, babe.
Thank
as
you.
Much as you want. Although Thank I you. Think you've got more opportunity to get it than
yeah,
me.
I know.
So tell me what's on your rider. What's the top things that
you have? Like water and wine.
Water and wine, like Jesus.
And some beers.
Just like Jesus, babe. Yeah. Water and wine.
Water and wine. And then, I don't know what else we have. Lemon and ginger and honey. I'm not hardcore at all. I'm really boring.
Well, just so you know, I don't know if you know this, but obviously interviewed a fair few musicians on this show.
Yeah.
Seems to be a common theme that everyone has hummus.
Oh, yeah, hummus, carrot sticks, stuff like that.
Oh, do you have that?
We had it on the Dermot tour, we had that.
Because obviously I would just think about it for future, just so that you fit in with everyone else. Because apparently everyone in the world has hummus on their rider. I don't know why.
It's like garlic breath then.
Not tzatziki, hummus.
Oh, I love tzatziki.
Yeah. See that? Okay, you can start a new trend.
Oh, it's so good.
It can be like, that's going to be the headline, Grace Carter. Tzatziki, not hummus.
With pizza bread, obviously.
Obviously, we're not idiots. but it seems like everything's really exciting for you at the moment. You're releasing new music. Your EP's coming out in a little minute. Mm-hmm. Firstly, do we know the date of the release? Have we got, or is it just going to be springtime? Because it's coming.
Yeah,
basically,
we're figuring it out.
So we've got.
It'll be soon.
We've got some new music to come. More videos.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. We actually, on the same day that we shot Silhouette, we shot a couple other things.
Okay, multitasker.
Yeah, I know. I was quite impressed with myself because I get headaches. I'm like, I actually got through a whole day of doing three videos. I was very proud.
Did you have to take a minute?
Oh, definitely took a minute. Had a Wagamama's. It was great.
Oh, good girl. Got to stay full, I think, because I get hangry.
Do you know what I mean? It's definitely a thing.
It's actually like I can cry if I haven't eaten.
Yeah, I'm definitely not someone that you want to come around when I haven't eaten.
This is why you need to get your rider. Yeah. Lots of hummus.
Hummus and tzatziki.
Well, now we know it's tzatziki is the real one.
Yeah.
Now, I've got... This is something that I learned about you when I was reading an interview with you. You're a really big fan of Nina Simone. In mm-hmm. fact, she was the first sort of musician you resonated with, is mm-hmm. that right? And I read that at the age of 8, you listened to her song and you were like, you could feel the pain.
I honestly, like, it sounds ridiculous, but I cried when I first heard her.
No, I'm just, we were in the office earlier and we were sort of talking about it and we were like, honestly, my AP Hannah actually said that at 8 she was just eating dirt. Mm-hmm. And we were just like quite astounded by how intellectually advanced you were at 8.
I think I just was like, I felt a lot of things as a kid and I just, anyone that I heard that like that resonate, like I could connect with, I was like open to it. And
but you obviously had that in you. The music was like trying to get out and it was coming through in that guise.
Yeah, I found it all very, like all of that inspiring. Like Alicia Keys as well.
Oh,
I didn't make music, like when I first heard her, I wasn't making music, but I was still like fully relating to her a lot.
Yeah, but I used to listen to that Alicia Keys album, one of her first albums. I used to just listen to it on repeat, like when I was younger. Mm-hmm. She's definitely one of those musicians that you have in your head all the time, and you
exactly.
Hear,
and she has a career like that's like people like that now that I look at. I'm like, I don't want to be around for 2 years, a year. I want to have like people talk about me in 10 years, 20 years when I release another album. Like, and she's that person. Like, she's still relevant.
Yeah, and I think as well, it's nice to think like that as an artist. Mm-hmm. You want to take it slow and just do what you need to do to make your career like lengthy and full.
And also to make it like authentic and real.
Real, keeping real. It real.
Keeping it real.
Well, talking of keeping it real, I've got a little game for you. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to test how much you really do know about Nina Simone.
Oh, God.
I've got some true or false questions for you here.
I'm so bad with stuff like this. Are you actually doing this to me?
True or false, Nina Simone, right? We're going to kick off. Don't worry.
Oh,
don't worry, okay. Because a lot of we deliberately picked like really random things that you probably wouldn't know.
Okay, good. Okay? So you're like saving me slightly.
We're going to call this Nina Knowledge.
Okay.
Grace Carter, welcome to Nina Knowledge.
Oh my gosh, I'm really nervous.
True or false? Mm-hmm. Number one. Although hugely popular, Nina Simone never actually had a number one. True or false?
True.
Correct! Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it is weird.
But it happens a lot. A lot of like artists from a long time ago, they actually never got a number one, but then we all realised afterwards how amazing
and
they
were. And that always happens. Mm-hmm. It's like people discover after people have passed. But also, it's nice to know that people still find things after you're gone.
And also, though, some number ones that I've heard are really rubbish. So, you know, swings and roundabouts. Sometimes number ones are rubbish. So.
Exactly.
Number two, she attempted to shoot a record company executive with her gun when the company didn't pay her.
That's true,
her
I
album.
Think.
Correct.
Okay.
She actually pulled the trigger, but she missed him.
Yeah. Have you seen the documentary?
Yes, so good.
Yeah, so good.
See, you do know
Yeah,
stuff.
I do, but I'm so, like, on the spot. I'm just...
You're chill and you're
I've got two
smashing
right now,
it.
Though.
Yeah, two out of two.
Yeah.
Okay, number three. She adopted the stage name Nina Simone because she hated her birth name, Eunice. True or false?
I actually don't know this one. False?
Nina knowledge.
Is it true?
I'm afraid it is false. So you're right. Okay, but let me tell you the truth. She actually adopted a stage name in the hopes that her mother wouldn't find out about her performances. Her boyfriend called her Nina, and Simone was due to her love of the French actress Simone Signoret.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that.
Knowledge. It's Nina knowledge.
You just gave me some Nina knowledge.
Nina knowledge.
I can't say the word Nina knowledge.
Okay, up next. Mississippi Goddam took her months to write. True or false?
Did she write that?
True or false?
False.
Complect. Correct. The 1964 anthem took only 20 minutes to 1 hour to write.
Because I get confused because a lot of her songs she didn't write.
This one she wrote in 20 minutes. Okay. No, I don't know. That's the kind of thing I wouldn't know either. Because in terms of unless you're like... You're doing that, what's that game show? What's that game show where you sit down and it's mind, you'd have to know everything about the subject?
Oh my gosh, that would just stress me out.
Mastermind. Yeah. But I'm prepping you for your next show on Mastermind.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, up next. Kanye West sampled her on his album, The Life of Pablo.
Yes.
True, correct. Because Rihanna sang a few verses of Nina Simone's Do What You Gotta Do on the track Famous, the one about Taylor
I love
Swift.
Kanye as well.
Orcs. Love Kanye. Gotta love a bit of Kanye. Number six, she was once kidnapped and forced to complete an album before it could be released.
Do you know what? I actually think that's true.
Okay. It's false, but she did actually claim that it was true in an interview, but later retracted it. So I'll give you that because it's kind of true and kind of false.
She kind of lied, but it's fine.
Unbelievable knowledge you've got, Grace. Like, you're completely...
I mean, I think I'm winging it a bit, but it's... Yeah.
Don't say
I mean, I'm not winging it at all.
You're going to go right on to Mastermind after this. Okay, two more left, so you've won, basically. But
okay,
Nina's version of My Baby Just Cares For Me was used in the 1970s Chanel commercial in Europe.
False.
Correct. It was used in the 1980s Chanel commercial in Europe, which led to being a hit in the UK, reaching number 5 in the charts.
Yes, Nina.
Yes, Grace. The Nina knowledge expert. Okay, number 8.
Last one.
Okay. She once jumped off stage and cut an audience member with a knife because they annoyed her. True or false?
Right. So much of me thinks this is true. But also a lot of me thinks this is false.
What are you going to go with?
I think she probably like punched someone, but I don't know if she cut them.
What are you going to go
with? That's a lot, but I really wouldn't.
So do you go with your gut or do you go with your mind?
I don't think that's true. It's true.
It is true.
Oh my God.
She jumped off stage and cut someone with a knife because they annoyed her.
I don't know why I didn't think that was true.
I'd like to know what it was that they did.
They probably just weren't looking at her or something. I don't know.
Maybe.
Well, we've seen some of the... It is pretty intense, some of the...
And also, I feel like... Because you can't even say, like, oh, it's because she was on the phone. Because there was no... Like, no one had mobile. No one had Instagram. No one had Instagram then. It wasn't like someone was flicking.
Scrolling.
Maybe they had their own version where they just drew pictures on, like, a flip book.
And then liked it.
Yeah. They're just ticking their own pictures. Grace, thank you so much for coming.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
It's been an absolute pleasure to have you in FUBAR Radio. Please come back soon.
I'd love to.
Good luck on the Mabel tour.
Thank you.
Let us know how it goes. Let's keep in touch. Also, we're excited for the EP that's coming out very soon. We're going to play a little bit of your brand new single Silhouette now, which the video is out. You can go and check it out right now.
Please do. Go check it out.
It's a really cool video. As you can imagine, quite a few silhouettes in there.
Yeah. But quite a few.
Quite a few silhouettes, but it's beautiful, as are all your videos. So make sure you go and check it out. Go and check it out. All of Grace's videos right now after you've listened to this song. Grace, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Burning with jealousy, you lit the flame, you blinded me, you let me smolder, then put me out, you stepped right on me, you left left no doubt. Through all you've done, I deserve some peace. Now I'm on my knees. There's a fire in your eyes when you're holding a cigarette, but you won't hold me. No, you don't hold me. You keep blowing smoke till you fade to a silhouette. You should have told me you didn't want me. To breathe, it's like addiction, it's all I know. I'm just so used to not letting go. After all you've done, I deserve some peace. Now I'm on my knees, 'cause there's a fire in your eyes when you're holding a cigarette, but you won't hold me.
Massive thank you to Grace Carter for coming in there. I'm now joined by Tiff and Jacob of Blushes.
Hello.
Oh, hello there.
Hi there.
How are you guys?
We are slightly damp still, but recovering. We're right. We're good. Hanging
it's
in
a little bit wet out there,
wet
isn't
rats.
It?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Listen, wet and wild. It's the way to be. Loving your guys' stuff. I've been watching you for a little while. It's kind of like R&B, dream pop, psychedelic, funk, like...
A bit of everything in there.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think genres don't really exist anymore, do they? Everyone just does their thing.
Yeah. It's totally like... whatever you decide kind of thing. It's personal preference, you know. It's, but I think it's each of our influence, we kind of smashed it all together.
Oh, and completely made a sandwich out of it.
Yeah. And how did you guys get together? How was Blushes created? Who was embarrassed? That's what I want to know.
So it was mainly school, and we knew each other from school and like music class in school, and then after school we kind of got in touch with each other.
You say that every time he says this. We weren't actually that close in school, to be honest.
You hated him, didn't you?
Well, you hated him. Yeah, it's all coming out now.
I hated him.
Oh my God. No, we were just in the same music class, and then after school, I didn't really know them too well, and they just kind of knew that I sang, and I sang with Bradley, the front man, and he used to play guitar for me in assemblies, so he never used to sing. And then when I finished college, I did art instead of music, so it's completely unrelated. And Bradley just messaged me being like, yeah, me and Jacob are like best mates now. Do you want to do a band? And I was like, do you know what? Go on then.
Yeah, and it just kind of grew. And then we had another guitarist, the famed George Harrison. That was, yeah, his real name. And then he went to uni.
Wait, what?
His real name was George Harrison. He's, yeah, and then he went to uni.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. We had a George Harrison in the band. Yeah.
We did a crossover with the now awesome Sonny Ford, who is the current lead guitarist. So that is the current...
We stole him from another band.
Yeah, ooh, his previous band. He he watched us play and then...
And you were like, come with us.
Yeah. The dark side.
The child catchers. Come on then. Come and be in our band. It was much better than your band. Yeah.
It was mutual. Yeah.
No, I think you stole him. Yeah. I think he's under duress. He wants to leave. You guys have been getting a lot of attention. Enemy compared you guys to Foles.
Mad.
That was big.
What do you think about that? How does it feel being compared, firstly?
It's kind of... You're in two minds about it because you like... We definitely want to make our own ground as much as possible and like make our own way, and like we don't tend to kind of draw on that many influences like directly and like, or like try and copy people or something like that. But especially me, Brad and Sonny, we really like Foles, and like their first album is one of the greatest rock albums ever, and like we still listen to that. So to have that comparison is still an honor. It's still amazingly humbling, for sure.
I think it's, do you know what, right? I think I know it's annoying for bands to be compared, but for me as a not person in a band, it's nice to go, right, you read something on Blushes and you say, right, they're like Foz. It's like, oh, I like Foz. I'm probably going to like them. I'm going to listen to it.
Exactly.
Now, that is why I think that is useful. Yeah. Other than saying like, oh, she kind of sounds like this or he sounds like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's actually useful to go, that's my kind of music. Yeah. I'm going to listen to this. So other than that, I think that's quite useful, but otherwise it's like, I completely get it. You just kind of, it's nice, but it's like you want to be your own thing.
Yeah, but to a listener, you can't describe something that you don't know or like without saying like a reference like that.
So exactly. I mean, you're not going to get someone that's going to be like, Blushes sound like Blushes, are you? Like, they're not going to be like that at the moment.
Yeah.
No.
Because they're going to be like, That's not a comparison, is it? They can't be compared to themselves.
Yeah, exactly. And I think a little birdie told me that you guys are like the mum and dad of the band. Is that right?
Yeah, that was, I guess, yeah. We kind of, the other two are basically
your
kids,
children.
Yeah, the entire time.
I mean, Bradley's more like a brother to me.
It's so hard.
Yeah.
It's
do you have to sit them down and be like, do you have to sit them down and be like, I'm not angry, I'm really disappointed?
No, that actually happens. Yeah. No, it does, you joke, but that does happen, especially from my mouth.
For your future, we're doing this for you guys. I always say as well,
it's like classic mum, right? It's like you sit them down and go, remember, guys, that we love each other. And tell each other that you love each other every day. It's literally what I say.
Oh, my
regularly.
God. That is incredible. And I've heard a little rumour that, Tiff, you get quite like Larry on stage. You're quite dancey.
It's not a rumour. That's true, yeah.
things can kind of kick off and you've actually fallen off stage.
Yeah. No, in our Brighton tour date, we played at the Green Door Store and I don't think I was even like that drunk either. It was just me being clumsy.
So you just fell right off that stage.
Yeah, and
listen, babe, the greats have done it. Gemma Collins did it the other day. We've all been there, hun.
Tiff once killed a man. Like,
Jacob,
just straight up.
Jacob, you can't just throw me under the bus like that.
Whilst falling off stage.
It was speed and power, you know.
It was just a few pounds. I just...
For real.
Took him right out.
That was the best joke.
It was just literally me dancing and then I didn't see the edge of the stage. I was trying to do like some weird... It was in the breakdown of Hypnotize, I think, and it gets quite heavy.
Oh, in the breakdown.
In the breakdown. Literally breakdown.
Disrespect your surroundings. There you go.
Breaking it down.
And I was like slut dropping with the Korg and it just ended. I don't think many people noticed, to be fair, actually.
Pioneer of synth dance. Sure.
I need to get there. I need to see this. But I'm only going to be unhappy if you fall off stage. Yeah. So give it your all.
I think I did the slut drop justice, so it's fine.
Please slut drop more and more. And Jacob, I've got a bit really weird fact about you that when you went to your NME shoot, you've got size 13 feet.
Well, it's 13 to 15 when you get to that
15?
When you get to that kind of size, it gets muddy between like brands and that, so you kind of have to go trial and error.
And I believe that NME thought it was a mistype. And they didn't realise that your feet were...
But I don't get how... I would either have one size, or like size 1 feet or size three. So
I don't know what would be... I don't know what would be... Like with your height, I don't know what would be weirder.
Would be more disproportionate. Yeah.
Size three or 13.
It'd be like having hands for feet, wouldn't it? If you had tiny feet.
So you've got literally twice the size of my feet. How's that? As the drummer, that must be quite useful because you're banging...
I can basically just stay backstage and then I just sort of just reach a little bit and...
You're literally drumming from another room.
Basically, it's the same...
Incredible. Yeah, his foot takes up a room.
It's the same... The dimensions, it's like the same length as it is height, almost... No, that would be paddles.
So we're going to play Honey in a little minute. It seems like a lot of your songs have got a food base around them. There's a lot of like chat about honey and like ice cream sundaes and chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
Has somebody got a sweet tooth in the group?
Diabetic.
Oh, well, I think it's, food's always a useful metaphor, I think, you know, it's
for sure. No, we're just hungry.
Yeah. Food's also really great, so.
Yeah.
I absolutely love food so much. That's probably a big part of it. Love food.
I've actually got a little game to play with you guys. I want to find out what makes you blushes.
Right.
Okay. What I'm going to do is ask you put some scenarios to you, and you can let me know if that would make you blushes.
Blush or no blush.
And you can say like, "This makes me blushes."
Okay.
Yes.
Because if you didn't realise, I'm making a pun on the name of your band.
I thought it was not that.
Just completely separate. This is a game I thought of even before I knew the name of the band.
You do this with every band.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. So you're on a tube. I know you guys don't live in London, but say you're on a tube.
Yes, we know.
You've been on one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And you're listening in your earphones quite loudly to your own music, or any music, but let's say yours. And you fart.
Can we do that?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay.
Really loudly. Yep. And you thought it was silent. It's not. Everyone's staring at you.
Oh, that happens. That's horrible, isn't it?
Okay. So do we blushes?
Yes.
No.
No. Okay. Yes, girl. No. Get it.
Discrepancy here.
No.
Yeah. You're allowed to not.
I'd probably do my old classic snorting laugh and then like make it worse. But then.
And then switch the song over just to make you feel like you started afresh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one. Tiff, this one's for you. Okay, walked for around all day with your skirt tucked into your knickers.
Happened before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we blush? Are we
blushes? Yeah.
Yeah, we're blushes.
Yeah, and it depends on what knickers you're wearing.
Okay.
These are your basic ones.
Okay, like Bridget Jones.
These are your basic in-between pants that you wore because you've run out of
Because you've run out of
ones.
Knickers.
Yeah.
I think I could rock that.
Yeah.
No, do you know what?
I blush too, right?
Would you blush?
I don't know.
No, it's difficult.
Like,
no,
that's what I mean. He can't imagine it because you're not wearing a skirt.
No, but he has done
that's
before.
True. That's true.
I've got pictures of him in dresses and skirts.
Oh, I want to see it.
So... I mean,
the release is coming.
Okay, sure. I've got another one. This is for both of you. You're showing someone a picture on your phone. You swipe, and then accidentally there it is. Whatever it is there, and it's in full front. And you're like, there's nothing you can do. It's happened. But also, you're skimming so fast, and then everyone's awkward. It's silence. Do you blushes?
Yeah.
Depends what the picture is.
You know exactly what the picture is.
I would, but I play it off as on purpose. Like, just like, oh, I'm sorry.
No, you wouldn't. You would so blush, Cobb. You would so blush.
I'm not that.
You would die inside.
Yeah.
You'd be like, yeah, man, take a look. I'll send that to you.
I'm going right there.
Okay, you do a poo at a friend's house, it doesn't flush. Do you blushes?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
That's like every day of my life.
What about that girl? You should have done what that girl did and throw it down out the window and then have to climb down because it got stuck. Did you not hear this?
No.
She was on a date. She took the poo out of the toilet, threw it out the window.
I did hear this.
And it got wedged in between and she tried to...
Wasn't it an ongoing thread where she was asking for people's help and they were like, do this, do that.
No, well, they smashed the window so she asked for people to... He posted it and was like, she's let me do this so that I can get money to replace the window. She ended up smashing the window trying to get the shit out of the side.
I did not know that she smashed the window.
Yeah.
We're at some crazy point in society where we can't, you know, make our bodily needs public like that, you know. Like,
smash a window.
Listen, dude, it's cool for you to make your bodily needs public, but don't come in my house and shit and leave it.
Definitely blush.
So guys, before we go, tell me a little bit about what's coming up. What are you excited about this year?
Well, tomorrow we're starting... We're recording our next release.
Very exciting.
Which is going to be more than one song. That's all we can say right now.
Yeah.
Very mysterious.
And then we have, in the next couple of months,
written it down.
Just be sure, we've got like 5 gigs coming up.
Tell us.
Okay, 25th, Sea Bright Arms. 25th of April, that is.
Yeah, we've got, on the 28th, we've got Crawford Arms.
Lovely.
In the MK.
Yeah.
11th of May, we got The Cellar in Oxford. Supporting a band called Swedish Death Candy, which is pretty cool.
Sick name.
Yeah,
really cool.
12th of May.
You'll go.
12th of May. Oh, right, sorry. Yeah, I was meant to come in
there,
wasn't I?
You'll go.
Well, that's the Old Blue Last, isn't it?
No. Oh. It's coming out again. 12th of
May.
No,
I'm getting tired. I just want to play the Old Blue Last.
Yeah.
Okay,
that is coming. Old Blue Last is 31st of May, but before that, 12th of May is supporting the wonderful Madeline Kenny.
Oh, yeah, Madeline. Wow. How could I forget
her? Bright Arms again.
Yes, I've done.
Well, good luck. I'm really excited for everything that's coming. I'm looking forward to whatever this mysterious release is going to be. Should we play a little bit of Honey?
Awesome.
Do you guys want to do like a say what it is at the same time?
Right.
What's that?
One word
in unison.
One word each. Right.
Okay. Go on. Oh god, this could go
Hi.
Wrong. We
are
Blushes,
and
this
is
our
new
single,
Honey.
Woo!
Popcorn on the hall. Let it simmer with some sugar and some butter, baby. That's enough. You're that honey on my lips. Call me an addict, baby, 'cause
cause I just can't resist. I don't know what to think anymore, but I like it. Red wine with a summer nudge and that glowing skin, nothing short of divine. Oh why, oh why, oh why, oh why are you so damn pure? Crystallizing my emotion, try decoding them, she becomes my cure. Down to the very last tier, you are everything perfection could bring. Like a big dark cloak, just thick as smoke, hiding every negative thing. And that's the way it's gonna be as long as we can keep the milk from going sour. You're the cream to my crop, but my heart won't stop. You're my lowest flower, yeah. I don't know what to do anymore, but I like it. I don't know.
Daisy and Lewis, how are you guys?
Good,
how
are you?
Thanks.
Well, welcome to the show. I'm very well, thank you. Sorry, I always forget to reply when people ask me how I am. I'm fine. Actually, there's some stuff. No, there's nothing. Welcome to FUBAR Radio. You guys have been here before, right?
Yeah.
You came on Joey's show.
Yeah,
that's right, great. Yeah.
Did you have a nice time?
Yeah, it was groovy, yeah.
This will be loads better, honestly.
All right, okay. We'll
loads better. I'm really competitive with Joey. No, you guys are here because we're celebrating Boardmasters. This final hour of the show, you guys are going to be performing there. It's in Cornwall.
Yeah.
I love to say Cornwall in a weird way. It's by the sea. It looks pretty sexy festival. We'll have a little chat about it in a minute because you're going to do a performance of Slave right now, aren't you?
Yeah.
Can you guys hear yourselves okay?
Yeah.
What?
That was actually a really good dad joke. Like, next level. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to shut up now. If you guys want to introduce the track.
Yeah, this is a track called Slave off our latest album called Super Scope. And it goes like this. I know
that I'll ever be with you. If you could someday understand why I do the things I do, but you don't know. So hurry up, baby, baby, I'm on me all the way. Y'all say, get it down, get it down, hold on. Get it down, get it down, get it down, get it down, hold.
I was in the. I was like mesmerised by that. Guys, that was wonderful. That
Thank
was Slave. God, I'm literally taken aback. I don't know what to say now. That's from the new album, yeah. From the album that's out now. You can go and get it, Superscope. I'm a really big fan of the album. I've seen a lot of interviews with you guys where people tend to say, like, oh, you guys do a really retro thing and you do this, that, and the other. And I've seen, like, your reaction is usually like, well, not really. We're doing a thing that we're doing. And it can be retro, it can be this, it can be that. I really see that in the music. It's just a touch of, like, everything. It's kind of reminiscent when I listen to it, but it's also very new.
Yeah, I think people kind of find it hard to kind of pigeonhole what it is and label it, which, you know, I don't blame them because it is such a big mix of so many different kinds of things and different kinds of music. And I think the only kind of way to get your head around it is to see it live, because it's just a bit weird and a bit different.
Yeah, but I think the major thing about music, the thing I'm passionate most about, is when you go and see someone live and it's a totally different experience to what you're listening to on the album or something you might hear on the radio. It's like you actually immerse yourself inside it. Did you work hard to kind of create that, or was it natural? Because obviously you guys are all family, you know each other better than anyone could. Is that something you worked on, or was it natural? Did it just come to you?
I think because we grew up with so many different kinds of music, from, you know, jazz, blues and R&B and all that kind of stuff, It's hard to kind of fit everything into, like, one album, you know. So I think all the records we've made, there's been an evolution of the sounds coming out and stuff. And yeah, because, like, we're family and stuff, you kind of know where each other's, like things lie and, like, what they're capable of and stuff like that. So you can, when you're writing a song or arranging something or producing something, you can kind of know who's going to do what to the best. They can do it, you know what I mean?
And in a weird way, and not to compare, because there is no comparing, but Haim does exactly the same thing. If you watch them on stage, their synchronicity, and I think it is that family element, it kind of brings them, and they go, their stage presence as well is like that kind of goes to the next level almost, like a comfort, maybe it's a comfort thing, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm yet to see them live, but I've heard that, you know.
Kind of crazy, but in a good way.
Right, okay.
I'm a really big fan of the Down on My Knees video, like massive fan. And mostly because in the realm of what we're talking about in terms of like family, it's everything you imagine it's really like to play in a band with your brothers and sisters, like... Realistically, you just want to kick their head in at all times. And I feel like it's a really fun video, and it also shows a really like cute side of you guys that's like you've just gone absolutely ham and like kind of lost the plot in it, which I really like. That looked like the most fun video to record in the whole world.
It was a good laugh, and we all woke up the next morning covered in bruises and stuff, so we were actually properly going for it, you know.
But you can with your brother, like the only person in my life I've ever punched is my brother.
Right.
Like, and it's legit, like it's almost, that's allowed, you know.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, I mean it was a lot of fun, and we kind of, each scene or each shot is quite quick, so there's a lot of shots in there and it's quite fast paced, that like kind of suits the song. And it was the director's idea, so, you know, he wasn't holding back. He was like, go for it, punch him in the face.
Yeah,
you know?
It's quite funny.
Oh, were you quite scared?
Not scared. I mean, it's just, it was all filmed really quickly, like in a day, because you're on a budget, you know what I mean? Like, but there was one good bit where he was like, hold the camera and like shake it and pretend you're like screaming at someone, and that was fun. You know?
Oh yeah, you got to release
and watch
some
it,
of that.
Like when you watch it without the music layered over it, it's hilarious.
So. It's just loads of like grunting and like noise.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously, you're playing Boardmasters. It's a really exciting festival. Have you ever played there before?
No, never.
Have you been to Cornwall?
Yeah, we've been to Cornwall. Beautiful.
So chill.
Used to go on like family holidays and stuff.
Yeah, so, like, you know. Are you guys going to do surf lessons? Are you going to get involved? Are you going to get knee deep in the sort of like Cornwall vibes? Or is it, are you just going to immerse yourself in the music?
If there's time, but usually when you're like touring and gigging and stuff, it's, you know, get in, play, and then you're off to the next place. So we'll see what happens.
Listen, get that wetsuit on as soon as you get there, okay? I've heard the sunsets are incredible at the festival as well, so apparently check them out, guys, if you can.
We'll try and stick around.
Yeah. And also, you're going on tour. So you've got, in May, you're going all over the UK, and then in July, you've got festivals. You've got everything going on. You're playing Festival and Boomtown and Port Elliot. Mm-hmm. Pretty busy, like, non-stop summer for you. How are you feeling about it?
Yeah, good. We haven't been doing too much in terms of touring lately. So looking forward to getting back on the road, and yeah, looking forward to the UK tour, because we don't actually play in the UK that much.
Yeah, we're usually out in like Germany, and well, we just went to New Zealand, Australia and Japan.
Wow.
And stuff, so it's good to come back to the UK, you know, and hopefully it's going to be a nice summer. So,
and you've got like a cute little studio where there's a greyhound that I want to meet ASAP. Whose is the greyhound? What's going to happen? Do you need anyone to look after it, because I'm around?
That's Daisy's dog.
Listen, let her know. I know, because Daisy can't be with us today, but let her know I'm in it to
all
win
right,
it.
Okay.
She needs
I'll
help.
Let her know, sure.
But what's the vibe like in that studio? It must be quite like fun to have a dog around making music. I'm just really obsessed with the idea.
It's good,
of it.
Yeah. I mean, because we built the studio ourselves, and it's kind of like we can do whatever we want in there, and it's always changing, you know, and getting in new equipment and new instruments and like new ideas and new people as well, and just kind of you can relax and just get
work
on with it, you know,
pace,
rather than.
Yeah.
Having the stress of like being in a studio and being on the clock, you know.
And it's also like a really like cute little place. I've seen a few interviews in there of you guys, and it's like, it looks like a cool place to be.
It's pretty homely, yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of one of those places where you shut the door and you kind of forget like where you are, you know.
Oh, I need to get down there.
For 10 hours.
Can I come and pretend I'm a musician for a bit?
Yeah, all right.
Sick. I'll just look after the dog, whatever you want,
make the
guys.
Teas.
Yeah, seriously. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
We'll
right,
see
cheers,
you at Boardmasters. Yeah. Hopefully we'll be able to hang out. You won't have to run off too quickly. Mm. We're going to play The Game Is On now.
Cool.
Which you guys can go and check out the videos out now as well for that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
All right, cheers.
So this is The Game Is On. Thank you, guys. I send our love to Daisy. I hope she feels better.
We'll do, yeah.
Cheers.
Than you said. this dog without a bone, like a bold man with a cold. Sirrah, sirrah.
Is up. Bobby Lewis joins me now in the Boardmasters special.
Hello, hello.
How are you?
How are we? I'm good, thanks. Yeah, I'm feeling good.
Michael's here as well. Say hi, Michael.
Hi.
Mr. Mike Keys.
He's on the keys. We're going to have a little performance in a minute of your brand new single.
Yep.
Which features Mr. Notes.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have a little chat about it afterwards.
Cool.
But if you want to, are you ready? Are you ready?
I mean, yeah, why not? Let's go.
Give it a little intro as well.
Cool.
Because you'll probably do that better than me. I'm going to shut up now.
Oh, yeah. So this song here is called Force You. It's out currently right now on all streaming platforms and that. So go check it out. And me and Mike are going to give you a little version right now.
Hey, yeah. Ooh. Hey.
Can I get a bit louder?
Same old story. If I'm being honest, just one more sorry, and not as boring, not as boring. Over that, over you, over us. Hold me back with your hold on me, now it's done. No, I'm worth more than that. Give my heart, you want more than that. Real love is in action, baby. And I ain't seen that from you lately. I can't force you to love me. I won't force you to love me. Hey. Guess I'm blessed cause I love me. I can still sleep comfy. I can't force you to love me. I won't force you to love me. Hey. Hey. Guess I'm blessed cause I love me. I can still sleep comfy. We had the first 7 days like Craig did. After the first 7 days, we played it. Multiplied all the great, plus the beautiful bond that we had means I can never hate it. I can never hate you, but please respect this. Barriers you set, you can't switch and rearrange it unless it's on my terms. I tried to make it work. Over that, over you, over us. No more holding back, both of us, now we're done. I don't give you what you want. Visions ain't the same no more. And real love is natural, baby. If you're struggling to say, I won't force you to love me. Guess I'm blessed cause you love me. I can still sleep comfy. I can't force you to love me. I won't force you to love me. No. Guess I'm blessed cause you love me. I can still sleep comfy. Been working late, now I'm in the pain. Ain't feeling this jet, now I'm in the pain. Ain't new set of eyes I'm looking in. I'm slowly getting through the pain.
Thank you very much.
Sorry, that was a bit too much. We're just the three
know,
of us.
Do you know what? It's because I asked for the music to be turned up, and then when you came back with a woo.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Saying,
yeah, yeah, no, it's all good. That was. I did that to myself.
Have I just deafened Bobby Lewis?
Yeah, but it's cool. I did it to myself.
Your manager's outside good. Like, get her out. That was wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Like, it was... because it's really funny when you're listening, because obviously I can't really hear the actual music. I could just hear your voice, and it was so beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Just me on my own, just at the back, like this. And Michael, thanks so much, babe.
Thank you. Thank you.
No, yeah, no, no, no.
Well,
for
I heard it, and he did really well. I will say that. That's my mate, you know what I mean?
It's a banger. Like, it's a really nice song.
Yeah.
And it's actually,
yeah,
I was really listening. As another thing I was able to do then was I really listened to the lyrics.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really
yeah.
sweet. Like, yeah, a, thank it's you. Like a, you know, you're doing nice things in that song. And
yeah, it's like it's basically just like not it's it was kind of like reaching a point. It wasn't just about love, relationships and stuff. It's just like, I can't force you to love me. Like, I know who I am, I know I'm a good person, I know this, I know that, and everyone else will know whatever they know about themselves. But the ultimate thing is, like, you can't force no one to love you. If they do love you, obviously, then appreciate it. So yeah,
it's a very beautiful track. What made you put notes on the track?
So it was actually by random chance, in fact. So the guy who I did the track with, Io, happened to have a session with Notes literally the next day. Played it to him, and Notes was like, this is sick.
Oh,
dropped
sick.
A verse straight away. And then I, in my email the next night, I got version 2 with Notes on. And I was like, oh, sick. All right, cool.
That is how the music industry works, ladies
yeah,
and gentlemen.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so
yeah.
sick, though. It's a beautiful song, and he's doing really well right now. So,
yeah,
it's,
yeah.
But you've had a lot of collabs. You've collaborated with Steph London, who I'm a big
yep.
fan of.
Yep,
she's
yep.
also playing Boardmasters.
Oh, yeah. Is she the same day as me?
I don't know, actually.
On August 12th. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. She's, but you yeah? could try and hang out for the whole weekend, dude, because it's going to be a sick
Yeah,
sick
yeah,
weekend.
Yeah. Do you know what? Speaking of which, me and Mike have actually hung out with a few lads over Cornwall. Yeah, do you remember, yeah. mate, for the weekend? Yeah, it was honestly, it was a birthday trip, and we was like, do you know what? We don't want to do nothing that's like predictable this time. We just want to go on a drive and just go somewhere random.
And so
we climbed the cliffs of
Oh
Cornwall.
My gosh.
Like we're
he's an adventurer.
You know what I mean?
He's an adventurer. Well, it'd yeah. be nice to get out of London, right?
Yeah, yeah, of course. I mean, not that London's, well, it can be annoying at times.
It can be a bit much.
Yeah, it can be a bit much, a bit busy. The closer in you get, more traffic. I like driving out because I know I don't have to worry about the same traffic I get in
oh,
London.
Oh yeah, I love that.
So that feeling of just being on an empty road is great.
And so you must be a bit excited about going out and doing some gigs this summer and getting out and kind of driving out, as you say.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, I mean, I don't mind if I'm driving even, to be fair. Honestly, no, I don't mind. But yeah, I want to go to all these places and just have fun. And
yeah,
just,
that's
like,
the key though, right?
Literally what we were just doing here, like, this is what we... This is every time, like, it comes from... It's the vibe within, innit? So yeah, you just, like...
Enjoy
the moment and vibe out in that. So I can't wait to just have all the different moments where yeah, just go around the country basically doing
having a lovely time with Michael.
Exactly.
Let's all
exactly.
just go out and have a lovely yeah. time with Michael.
Yeah.
I think it's also really like a lovely thing to be able to do your favorite thing in the world with your friends.
Yeah, yeah. Of course. Like,
what if Michael was a dick? It'd be
the thing
a nightmare.
Is, no, but the thing is, me and Mike, yeah,
it would be terrible.
Me and Mike, we've been doing shows, and there's times where, like, in the opening stages, where the money wasn't good. So me and Mike know about the struggle together. Like, in terms of, like, there's times where, like, we'd paid the band. Everyone else in the band got paid, but me and Mike are just there, unpaid, and he set up everything, and
oh,
I'm the
Mike,
artist.
Mate.
But
yeah. getting
happens.
Mugged off.
Yeah, no.
I hope he's not mugging
no,
off.
No. No, not at all. But
no, it's but that's
yeah,
the thing.
You know
that's
I mean?
The music industry. Like, you know, you have to do those times when you do stuff for free and you do it all. But now you're at a point where it's success and exciting.
Yeah.
You've got your upcoming debut album.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. Have you got any other collabs on there we should know about?
Oh, do you know what? Right now, because the songs change here and there, but I'd say from the playlist that I've got last, it would be so obviously Notes.
Yeah.
There'd be Sam Henshaw, Koji Radical.
Oh, sick.
Craig David.
Just a bit of Craigie D.
Yeah. And Wretch Free 2 at the moment, but we'll
sick.
See. What else happens? Because there might be other songs that come, yeah. and by the time album's here, yeah. you might see some of those features and not all of them. Not because of the feature, but just because the song might not be on.
Listen,
on
I
the
know.
Album.
I know. Like, you're going to pull some, aren't you?
I feel like I'm exploding. I'm exploding with music. That's what I need to drop a mixtape a month. That's what I need to do.
Exploding with music.
Yeah.
I like that. That should be in your Twitter bio.
There you go.
But it might, I seem a bit extreme though.
Yeah, it might sound a bit weird as well. Exploding with music.
Yeah.
Bobby Lewis.
Exactly.
I honestly thought you wouldn't tell me then, actually, as well.
What's that?
I thought you wouldn't tell me who the collabs were, so I'm really chuffed that you did.
Yeah.
Right, before we go, I've got a festival quickfire for you.
Mm-hmm.
Answer, just like off the top of your head, yeah? Top two things you have to have on you at a festival.
Oh.
Quickfire.
Water and.
I feel like you know. I know what you were going to say.
Yeah.
Just say it.
Water and.
Herbs.
Okay. Best hangover cure.
Herbs.
You can say marijuana, it's fine.
Yeah.
Tent on the beach or yurt in the VIP?
I say that again, sorry. Tent on the beach or
yurt in the VIP?
Beach. Oh, beach, yeah, 100%.
Surfing or swimming?
Swimming.
Sunset or sunrise?
Sunrise.
I thought that might be a
yeah,
answer.
Yeah, yeah.
You did very well.
It's very nice to get up with the sun.
Oh, I wasn't talking about getting up with the sun. I'm talking about staying up with the sun.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, so... Wait. Did I get...
I don't really get the question either.
Yeah.
So let's just...
We'll skip past it.
I also wrote that. So, and I don't even know what I'm talking about. If you've got for the rest of the year, 2018, mm-hmm. I nearly said 2017, living very much in the past.
Yeah.
What are you most excited about this year?
That's really hard. I think it would just be dropping music often. Like that's that.
Keep it coming, please. Because
yeah,
know
no, honestly, because like if I don't do that, I start to like.
You need to do it.
I need
it out.
To do it. Like if I don't do it, I'm not releasing myself, and then I might just explode with music on somebody.
Oh God. No more
Pause.
Exploding.
That sounds weird.
No more exploding on anyone, please.
No, Mike, don't say those things on radio, mate.
Mike,
no,
I cannot believe that, Mike. Crikey.
You know what I mean, Mike?
You bring Mike in and he just comes in.
About all those things, Mike.
Exploding everywhere.
You know what
Mike.
I mean? Whoa.
We're going to finish off. Sadly, we're going to have to go, but we're going to play a bit of Save Me now.
Oh, amazing.
Have a great time at Boardmasters. Hopefully, we'll catch you there.
Yeah, hopefully I'll see you there.
Lovely to meet you guys. Right. Oh, and just in future, no more exploding?
Yeah, no more. No more.
Okay.
No more of that.
Okay, cool.
All right, cool.
See you later.
I'll see you later.
Save me, cause I'm sinking, fading out. Save me, baby, only you can stop me from fading out. Lights go you out, we all face bows. And if it ain't best, be grateful you haven't had to deal with some more. Drown all that noise out. Numb cause I'm all out. You made me so proud. Lately it's been raining heavy. You just popped a car. I know times are getting better, so I can't lie down. Doing nothing, I got all these things to figure out. And I was hoping you would save me, cause I'm sinking, fading. I'm
with our Boardmasters special here. We're actually at the end now, and Elisa and Srigala are here. Yeah. And I've done it correctly. Pronounce the names right. I've done it all right, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yay. How are you guys?
Yeah, great, actually.
Very good, yeah.
You pumped? Pumped to be here?
Pumped.
Got great shirt on over there.
Yeah, nice one. It's from Indo, where I'm from.
Oh, wow.
Little family thing and that.
That's the thing, though. The suits and stuff there are, like, unreal, aren't they? Yeah. You can get, like, tailored, incredible materials.
Yeah, mad cheap as well. It's banging. This was like £3 or something.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, literally.
Wow, it's sick, man.
Shouldn't be shouting that anyway. But yeah.
Don't tell anyone. Really excited to have you here for the Boardmaster special. You're going to do a little. So, what are you going to perform for us?
We've got a song for you called Questioning, which we haven't actually released.
it's an
exclusive.
Acoustic version as well.
Oh.
Yeah, usually it's on a beat. But
okay.
Got the main man, Tom, here.
All right, Tom, how's
Drops
it going?
Good.
So should we do a little sing-song first, and then afterwards we can have a chat-chop, whatever the opposite of a sing-song is. Right, I'm going to shut up now and let you guys crack on. Are you coming over here for the sound man? Alex, the lovely sound man, who can sort it all out. Okay, guys, do you want to introduce it for me?
Yeah, this is Questioning by Elisa and Srigala.
Compassion and heartache and wonder and trust, but it's still not enough to see others ain't got what we've got. Yeah. Oh, no others ain't got what we've got.
Yeah, they ain't got what we've got.
Born to see, born to see, with eyes open wide, taking all we can find, but we love to be blind if it don't agree with us. Oh, when it's suits us, yeah. There's constant questioning, always strikes in the dead of night. I know he gave everything, paid a debt but she couldn't win. There's constant questioning, always strikes in the dead of night. I know he gave everything, paid a debt but she couldn't win.
Like I thought that I was winning, but maybe I'm just willing. Trying to make a point without saying something different. Patience, so I listen before making my decisions. The pain slowly transitioned, later changed into ambition. Lately I've been missing. The days are lacing up my kickers, straight escaping in them pages that I'd written. But basically I'm finished with slaving to this system. You might think it's crazy, but it isn't. At a fork in the roads, like this place is reminiscent. How many wrong turns before these mazes turn to prisons? I'm playing my position while rain invades my vision. I'm just trying to gain my name some recognition. They always told us we were meant to blow. I guess I'll never know, at times I feel we're getting close. Cause unless it's engraved of an inscription, dates in a description, your future's never set in stone.
There's constant questioning, yeah. Always strikes in the dead of night. I know he gave everything, paid a debt but she couldn't win. There's constant questioning, yeah. Always strikes in the dead of night. I know he gave everything, paid a debt but she couldn't win.
We might drink the same water, but don't eat the same.
Oh, some people strange just to keep the pace.
Yeah, seasons change, but the streets the same.
Through summer days or weeks of rain.
Got lost trying to lead the way.
Heart getting closer every day.
So here's the chance that you need to take.
Step up and admit it, silence in our cryptics. There's constant questioning. Heart strikes in the dead of night. I know he gave everything. Yeah. Paid a debt, but she couldn't win. There's constant questioning. Always strikes in the dead of night. I know he gave everything. Paid a debt, but she couldn't win.
Woo 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 woo! Guys, that was beautiful. Thank you so much. Very excited to be seeing you at Boardmasters this year after that.
Yeah, excited to play, actually.
We're very excited.
How did you guys get together? I want to know. How did this all begin?
Very old friends.
Yeah,
very old friends.
Just
really,
yeah.
God, you can
say.
No,
we're
just so cute. Friends. You just like say the same words together. Yeah. Like, so you guys started off being friends from forever.
Yeah.
And then you decided that you were both really talented at music, so you were like, let's do this.
Yeah, we were just at a party and someone was playing something and we ended up having
jam
3 a.m. jam or something, and then we were like, oh,
people are feeling this, so maybe we should try and do something with it.
And you just had your headline show at the Bermondsey Social Club, is that right? Oh, how did that go?
Yeah, that was
so nice.
Yeah, I was hard as well. It's a bit mad, like, knowing that everyone's paid to go and see you. It's like, well, are you sure? Like, you got the right people.
Do you want your money back? Like, is it okay?
Exactly.
It looked like it went off, though, and it was, like, a lot of fun.
Yeah, it did.
And also, it's been just over a year since the 1 o'clock Club EP came out.
Yeah.
So do you feel like you've kind of changed as artists? Like, what's the next plan? Are you going to bring us another EP? What's coming next for you guys?
So we're not really sure. We're like working on stuff constantly. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if it's going to be a project or if we're going to do a few single releases, but yeah, we're just trying to work on the music, fine tune everything,
make sure it's all on point.
Yeah, exactly.
We've got some releases coming very soon, couple singles. Then maybe a kind of big project as well.
Oh. Would you guys collab? Because we've been talking about collabs quite a lot today. Is there another artist that you would be interested in working with?
So we're actually working with a few artists just on little things, and just on the 1 o'clock Club there was a few little collabs on there as well. Mm-hmm.
So like who are you working with now?
Tell me the names.
I feel like a detective. Tell me the names.
So I don't know if you would have heard her. It's called Dilemma. We've got a track of her coming out. Yeah, Dilemma Collective. Crazy group, like out of this world as well. And then we're working on some stuff with Earth Evil.
Amazing.
I don't know if you heard him. He was playing here the other day on my Stiggy show.
Sick show.
Yeah,
the hip hop show.
Sick show, man.
That's exciting. So you're going to be putting out some more music before the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And of course, Boardmasters. So let's have a little chat about this. Obviously, I'm going to give a little information for everyone at home. Fistral Bay in Cornwall, Wednesday 8th to Sunday the 12th of August. It's a pretty, like, the vibe you get from the festival, everyone tells me it's, like, one of the best festivals to go to.
Mm-hmm.
The chill factor is, like, 1,000%.
Yeah,
there's lots of, like, campfires, and you can, like, do the marshmallow roasting and stuff like that. But also, apparently, I think it was Sigma I was chatting to who headlined it a couple of years ago, and they were saying that the sunrise and the sunset are unreal, because you're, like, on stage and the sun's, like, setting behind you.
Yeah, that's going to be mad.
So tell me, like, what, before you play a festival, like, festival's obviously a big deal because there's a lot of people there, a lot of people for up and coming artists as well, a lot of people to impress.
Yeah.
Do you get more so nervous at things like that because you know that you need to win people over in a way?
It depends, actually. I think because we've only like done a couple here and there, it depends on what day you're on. I feel like if you get it out of the way early, then it's calm. But when you're like, you're run down after a few days, you're like, oh no, I've got to perform now. It's just
so are you gonna go and go ham and like go for the whole weekend?
Try not to go too ham before it.
So which day are you performing?
I think we're on the Saturday.
Oh, fine.
Yeah.
You've got the whole of Sunday to go ham.
Yeah, exactly.
It's fine. Also, after your performance, straight off the stage, just like ready to go.
Exactly.
I've got a few true or falses actually about surfing for you guys, because let's get to know the things about board.
I'm so bad at surfing.
Yeah, I do.
Well, listen.
Horrendous surfing stories.
Let's go.
Boardmasters is the place for you, then.
I know.
Babe.
I can't wait.
Elisa, it's literally going to be like.
Maybe it's my chance to learn.
It's awful. I can't surf at all. I hate it. But so first one, true or false? Uh-huh. You can go to university and study surfing.
True.
And guess where? Well, I won't make you guess. But the first
Australia.
Plymouth.
Oh, okay.
Could you believe? What is a hang 11 in surfing?
Some sort of trick.
You hang on the boards upside down.
Think about
down,
it. Think
or
about it.
Hanging and you look like the number 11.
Okay, so think about that, what you just said, and make it 100% dirty.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Look at Tom. Tommy's confused, bro.
Hang 11 is when a male surfer rides completely naked.
Okay.
Surely it should be like a hang
but
three.
But not upside down looking at the number 11.
No. But like, going like that maybe, I don't know.
That's what you do.
Yeah, that's what you do. Okay, one more. How many people is the most to ever stand on a surfboard? It was a slightly big surfboard, I think.
12.
47.
Wow.
47. It must
but bear in mind they were riding a wave on that surfboard.
No, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, serious. It was a massive surfboard though.
It must have been.
And this is my final one actually. What animal is really great at surfing and there's actually a surfing competition for
them? A dog.
Correct.
I've seen it on YouTube. I've seen it on YouTube.
Svengala, come through, because you don't even need to worry when you go to Bournemouth. You're straight in the surf school, dude. You need to do this, man.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Watch him, though, because maybe he's going to become like a surf instructor and move to the sea. You don't want that. You need to keep making music. What else have you got going on for the rest of this year, then? You've got some more gigs that you can tell us about.
We're playing at a couple of festivals, playing at Brainchild Festival as well, which should be good, and a couple of university ones.
Sick.
Yeah.
Got to get fun. The university ones in. Get a couple of snake bites before you go on stage.
I know.
Or like, what is it now? I think snake bites are illegal, I think, now. Pretty dark drink, I think, to be fair. And then you've got Boardmasters, which we're obviously really excited about. Yeah. And that's Wednesday the 8th to the Sunday the 12th of August. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to play Carefree now. We look forward to seeing you at Boardmasters. I'm going to test you again on your surfing knowledge, and I expect you to be an accomplished surfer by the time. You better be. Guys, the performance was beautiful. Thank you so much for coming
in. Thank you for having us.
Thank you to everyone for listening, because it's been a great show. It's Boardmaster's special in this last hour has been wonderful. Thank you to all my guests and to everyone that's just everyone in the world right now. Thank you. Guys, tips for festivals next time. You've got to get ready. You've got to have your shit ready for this surfing festival. I'm really nervous for you. Not for you. Maybe
for me,
more for
you.
Yeah. But you're going to be fine. It's going to be good. We're going to play Carefree. Can you introduce it for us?
This is Carefree by Anissa and Shirgana.
Woo! See you next week, guys. 4 till 6 every Thursday.